Millions of people around the world are welcoming in the new year with celebrations and fireworks. Australia was one of the first to celebrate, and an estimated 1 billion people were watching the Sydney fireworks. For the vision impaired, there was also a chance to join in the fun, with the ABC broadcasting an audio description of the festivities. Angus Randall explains.
This is how Coral Arnold heard last night's fireworks across Sydney Harbour. She's been blind since she was 3 years old.
They're in gold colours. There's little blue flashes in the tips as they explode. Some wonderful tall gold Roman candles fired up from the water, and some rockets coming up through their midst are going to be brilliant red and green.
It just gives me another dimension. I do see some colour, but these days it's so crowded on New Year's Eve that you don't go out. And when I turn the radio on and listen to the description of the fireworks and hear the fireworks, I kind of feel I'm participating in, along with everyone else.
And they're getting higher and taller, spreading out further in that drifting smoke.
Fran Mathey is the voice you heard a moment ago relating last night's New Year's Eve celebrations in Sydney. She's been working as an audio describer for 10 years. However, detailing explosions in the sky presents its own unusual challenges.
The main challenge is the same as the challenge in describing anything visual to people with varying levels of vision, because some people have been blind since birth, some have lost their vision, some have some vision. So referring to things like colour and shape are only ever going to be particularly informative for people who've had some vision throughout their life. But in order to say anything at all, I do have to use words that refer to things like colour and shape and actually use metaphors for a quick reference point of comparison. Things like flowers for fireworks, for example, are a particularly useful one, or palm trees is one that comes up often, which is going to mean more to someone that may have seen them to some extent in their life.
Fran Mathey calls audio description a type of translation, and despite the efforts it takes to bridge the audio and visual world, she's still able to enjoy a piece of theatre she's relaying to a vision-impaired audience, even though she'll talk through most of the show.
Yeah, I think once you get more used to it, you can still let it wash over you and be a part of it. I think it actually enhances it sometimes, because you're tuned into noticing even more about the event or about whatever visual matter it is than you might otherwise be, and having the opportunity to convey that and thereby share it with people that might otherwise be excluded from it really adds to the enjoyment, for me anyway.
And she's been overwhelmed by the response from the vision impaired community.
It just means being able to share what all their sighted friends and family have been able to take for granted for so long. So particularly where television or film is concerned, it means being able to sit down with their friends and loved ones and have as close an experience to what the others are experiencing as they can, not have to ask questions all the time, be on the same page, be really able to fully engage with something. And to, not to take that for granted yet, but just to be able to expect it as a right, as everybody else does take for granted.
Audio describer Fran Mathey ending that report by Angus Randall.